Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Undocumented immigrants can now get driver's licenses in New York State. Steve Burns reports there is controversy.
New York is now the 13th state to allow undocumented immigrants to apply for driver's licenses. The green light law has already withstood legal challenges, including one lawsuit that was struck down on Friday.
This will basically require that immigrants who want to be able to drive will have to pass the same written test as everyone else, and then they're going to have to make sure they know how to parallel park and make the three-point turns.
Patrick Young with the New York State Immigration Coalition says it'll also cut down on the number of hit-and-run crashes, drivers leaving the scene fearful of legal repercussions. In California, where a similar law was enacted in 2015, a study out of Stanford University found there was a 7% drop in hit and runs.
This will really help people become fuller parts of their community.
The U.S. Department of Justice has said the measure appears aimed at frustrating the federal government's enforcement of immigration laws. In New Jersey, lawmakers appear ready to pass a similar bill this coming week. Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
The FBI recovered a white van with a possible connection to the New Jersey City shootings. The van was recovered at 199 Central Avenue in Orange, New Jersey. The FBI will examine it for any evidence. The white 2001 Ford van belonged to 47-year-old David Anderson, and he and the other suspect, 50-year-old Francine Graham, were living in it after they were evicted from her Elizabeth townhome. A similar van was spotted at that location as they routinely sneaked into the townhouse after it was foreclosed. Investigators believe hate was the motive behind the murders in Jersey City. Two New York City police officers shot and critically wounded a man wielding an imitation firearm early today in the Bronx. NYPD Chief of Patrol Fausto Pichardo says a man called 911 about another man with a gun.
The 911 caller stated that while walking in the vicinity of East 167th Street and Grant Avenue, they were approached by a male who pointed a firearm at them.
The chief says the officers responded and encountered the man with the gun. They told him to drop it. Instead, the chief said the man pointed the weapon at the officers and they fired. The shooting was captured on police body camera, the chief said. Pichardo characterized the object recovered, though, at the scene as an imitation firearm. A 13-year-old boy charged with the murder of 18-year-old Barnard College student Tessa Majors. The boy was in family court yesterday, says he and two friends tried to rob Majors in Morningside Park and then stabbed her. A New York City Councilman Mark Levine spoke to CBS 2 News about the park.
We want protection in this park, but we want it done in a way that is sensitive to this community, that doesn't sell division, and that is not overly aggressive on young people of color.
The 13-year-old faces second-degree murder, robbery, and weapons charges. A second juvenile is being questioned by police. Authorities are searching for a third. A Morningside Park had a reputation for danger for decades, but had been safe for until recently. Police say there have been nearly two dozen incidents in the park since October 2018, including many robberies and one felony assault. Back in April, police said a group of teens between the ages of 12 and 15 attacked three women on three separate occasions near Morningside Park. And let's find out what the rest of the weekend's like. Here's meteorologist Frank Strait.
Well, Joe, unfortunately, it's looking ugly through this afternoon and tonight. We're going to continue to see these areas of dense fog and also some shower activity, too. At least it's mild and breeze will develop, too. Right now, most places are in the 50s, even a 60 out in eastern Long Island at Shirley. But right now, low 50s for most, and our high in Midtown this afternoon will be 57. Those of you along the coastal areas, watch out for coastal flooding around high tide. We'll see a couple of showers around through this evening. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies. Winds increase. The fog will lift. Low 42 in Midtown tonight. And then tomorrow, look for strong gusty winds. Gusts can reach 50 miles per hour tomorrow. Otherwise, clouds and sun with a high 49. Wind chills, however, stay in the 30s thanks to those strong gusty winds. On Monday, we'll have increasing clouds as another storm system moves our way. Colder with the high 38. Looking for a mainly rain event late Monday into Monday night, but many areas can see some snow and sleet at the onset. That'll especially be true north and west, where there's the potential for some accumulations.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.